Hey, what's up, guys? Today I'm here with a new thing. And I've done one of these before, and if you're hearing this, consider yourself lucky because I don't want to do. I don't know what I'm doing. Anyways, this is my podcast, I guess. So basically, I do whatever I want. I talk about whatever I want. Probably is going to be another tech podcast out of the many that are out there. Or I just talk about what I feel like. I talk about my day and what I did for my day. And today I did nothing, if you were curious. I played a bit of guitar, had some fun, and that is it. Today, well, technically it's the 3rd of September, but it's 11:30 at night, so I don't know if you call it that or not. Anyways, today I'm gonna talk about Apple, if you couldn't already have guessed. So, the Apple Watch Series 4 and the iPhone 10 and 10 Plus, the flagships, the good and great models, the OLED ones that have all the greatest features have been leaked through the promo images, and I just want, you probably have already seen them if you actually care. If you haven't, go look it up, because you can't really put a image in a podcast other than the album art, and I don't really want to change it for the sake of this one episode. Anyways, what my thoughts are is they just look amazing, and I'm getting that stuff on launch day. I mean, how can I not? That watch with those nine complications, and it looks slimmer and it looks cooler, and the buttons kinda, this is a rumor, but they are rumored to be solid state because they look a lot like they look flatter than the Apple Watch Series 3. So people think that the watch is gonna have solid state buttons. Then the iPhone and that wallpaper, it looks really good. That bubble at first looked like a planet, and everyone thought it was a. I even thought it was a planet, but we at closer examination, it is actually a bubble, and that looks so cool. Now I think this year the theme for everything is gonna be like bubbles and stuff like that, because the MacBook Pro, those wallpapers also kind of did look soapy and bubbly, like that one did as well. So I'm wondering if everything we're getting is gonna be like that, and all like wall like all bubbly like that. And that's what I think that's gonna be what the thing is. The September the keynotes press releases were released, and it's a ring. It's gold and it's a circle, and that's probably because Apple Park is a ring, but also pr maybe because everything's in a bubble, and a bubble, it's a circle. That's just my thoughts. Probably not the case at all. Probably just because they're releasing gold products and the Apple Park is a circle. In other news, apparently Apple has re launched an iPhone 8 upgrade program for people who, I guess, have problems with their iPhone 8. Honestly, I have had my iPhone 8 Plus since basically, as soon as you could get it. Story behind that is I had my 6S. I wasn't planning on upgrading, and then I dropped it one day and it had cracks. I was still using it. It was working. I didn't enjoy it, but it was working. And then I set it down, and my brother was in the basement and he was wandering around, and it's dark down there, and he had a flashlight. And when he came up, he kind of just chucked the flashlight casually. I don't know why, but he chucked it and it landed not on the front of my phone, but on the back of my 6S. And that caused the display, the LCD in it, to just start bleeding, and it was going wild, and I had ghost touches, and there was so much wrong with that phone. And I didn't have AppleCare, and I still don't. I didn't learn, don't worry. I will get it hopefully this year. But anyways, the LCD just started bleeding, so I was like, yeah, I gotta get a new phone. So I got the 8 Plus, basically as soon as you could, and I've been happy with it ever since. My only regret is that I didn't get the iPhone X. Anyways, back to the upgrade program. Apparently, the iPhone 8 and 8 Plus have been having issues with the logic board, causing the display and, you know, like ghost touches and all that stuff to bug out. And it's just weird because Apple has had so many problems with the logic boards in their phone, especially with this new slim design that came with the iPhone 6. Basically, it's all probably most likely been caused by how the iPhone 6 design had problems with bending. At first, the iPhone 6, you could actually bend the thing and cause the phone to break, which, if you have an iPhone 6, I would not recommend trying. There are many YouTube videos out there to already show you. But then with the 6S, they came out with a stronger aluminum, and then with the 7, I think it was an even stronger aluminum. That was the year I didn't really follow tech at all. It doesn't matter if you can physically bend the phone. It matters if it just bends a little bit, and it bends back, and it bends a little, and it bends back, and that causes the logic board to, like, mess up. Because the iPhone 7 and 7 Plus had problems with an audio chip or something like that in the logic board getting dislodged, and there was, like, a bunch of audio problems with the iPhone 7. And it's just like, haven't you learned? And it's weird, because this isn't a problem with the iPhone 10, and it's probably because it's got different internals. The thing has two separate batteries that drain at the same time, and you think like maybe they'd have one drain and then another, but I guess it makes more sense to have the batteries deteriorate at the same time, so then it's not like, oh, this one went bad, but now this one's going, but this one's good, so then I have to replace this one, and this one's brand new, and now this one's bad, and now I have to replace it, and it's just, I guess that makes sense to do, but I don't know. In other news, iPhone coming out in a few days, keynotes happening, iOS 12, everyone's going to get those speed improvements. I personally have not been running the betas, mainly because it's only speed improvements and my phone's been fast enough for me. I mean, it doesn't really matter to me getting the betas, and most of the changes, like the new features added, are mainly for the iPhone 10, and the only thing that would have been upgrading to the beta was group FaceTiming, and Apple killed it. I don't know why. They just hate giving us what they want, what we want, man. But everyone's devices should receive a major speed improvement. Apple claims that it's up to 50% faster. So if you're considering that your phone is too slow and that it's a piece of trash and that it's not cutting it for you, just wait. Don't buy a new phone yet. See if it gets any bit better with iOS 12. That's what I would recommend. And also, if you're still having problems, I'd check out your battery health to make sure that your battery is up to date, working properly, because that could be another thing as well. What am I excited for iOS 12? I'm excited for a lot of things. I was really excited for group FaceTiming, but I am excited for those little effects and overall just a faster phone, making better use of that CPU. I mean, Apple designs makes great CPUs, and I mean, sometimes they even out Geekbench score the Nintendo Switch, which is a dedicated gaming console, and the iPhone, a little phone, you know, a phone does better than what is supposed to be a gaming console, and it even outspecs some laptops, which is absolutely amazing. If you guys have any complaints with this podcast, make sure to leave it in the ratings, or, you know, just tweet at me, Instagram at me, Facebook at me. I prefer you just tweet at me, please. My Twitter is so dry. It's at zattack05. And there's a reason why that has a peculiar username. It's because my Twitter account was deleted because I created it 2 months before I turned 13. And you're probably thinking, oh, Zach, that's, quit complaining. You should have made it when you were the right age, and Honestly, they took forever. It was over a week before I just decided, yeah, screw this. I'm just gonna make a new account. And it's like, we're working hard to preserve your account and tweets that you made after you turned 13. And it's like, that was a 2 months difference. I don't remember if I tweeted anything at all before I turned 13. And it's like, why can't I have my account back? And I tried contacting Twitter support, and they're like, oh, this is the wrong thing, you filed it. And I just said, like, yeah, I know I filed it in the wrong thing. I wanted to hear back from a human being and not just some automated message. Anyways, I just gave up. But, like, come on, Twitter. You gotta have better customer support. Like, people criticize Apple for having bad customer support. And with them, I've had better luck than, I mean, Twitter. Man, I don't know how people can talk for an hour about this stuff, just sitting by themselves. It is quite the challenge. This episode may be short just because I don't really know what to talk about. If you guys have I can't even speak, suggestions, leave them in the ratings. Tell me what you want to hear, because, I mean, this podcast is for you guys. I mean, I mainly just want to talk about tech, and I mean, I don't really want to dedicate it all to one thing, but at the same time, that's kind of what a podcast is for. But I don't know. Maybe you just like hearing my voice ramble on. I do too, actually. It's quite an enjoyable experience. Nvidia released a new graphics card. If you're interested in that, it's even more overkill than getting a GTX Titan. I personally am running one GTX 1080 Ti. That is all I need. And honestly, if you're thinking about getting a gaming PC, maybe that's even overkill. The only reason I went overkill was because I need it for recording and all of that stuff. I need a PC with a lot of power, and that, I mean, it works. If you are into that, go get a Ti. I mean, it's worked for me. I've had no issues with it yet. Of course, it will become outdated like all things do, but for now, it works. I guess what I will talk about next is things I want to see happen in iOS and watchOS and just the two things in general. What I mainly hope for, just little things in watchOS that they had later, is bedtime support. For me, I've had terrible, terrible bedtime usage with my phone, and there's no app for the watch. I feel like you have every other section on for the clock app on the watch except bedtime. Put it on there, Apple. Come on. But I've had no luck with the bedtime app. It's just been useless to me. It marks everything I do as I am in bed but awake, and they don't really explain to me good enough how what I am supposed to do and what I am doing wrong with the app. I contacted Apple support. They just said, "It's your settings, man. You gotta reset all your settings." I said, "Nah, I don't really need this. I kind of want to keep my settings for now." So it's been pretty useless, but hopefully a software update can fix that bug. It never says I'm asleep. I guess I just don't sleep, guys. The entire night, I never sleep. Why do you think I'm always so tired? I mean, it's 11:40 at night. I mean, I guess they're not wrong, but if you guys want alternative hosts or something like that, if you want me to interview people, I mean, I can't interview like Elon Musk levels, but maybe a couple friends will come on here. That's what I hope for this podcast to have. I think I'll just keep this episode short because I don't really know what I'm gonna say. I don't really know what to talk about. Another thing with I would like to see with iOS is definitely a redesign. Maybe even a flatter looking interface would be cool. Or maybe they want to spice it up, change something new, make it a cooler looking graphical UI. Something a friend of mine wants is the weather. With iOS 12, you can enable it with a do not disturb with bedtime. Once you turn that off, it shows you the little weather. It says good morning, how you doing, have a good day. Okay, now here you can have all of your notifications and you can die. But basically, it looks like a good interface. I don't know why they're not doing that regularly, but it looks nice. Why can't we have the option to have the weather on the lock screen? I mean, you can do it on the watch, basically. Why can't you do it on the lock screen? It's just one of those things. Another thing I also hope for is the iPhone X. You have a little flashlight and a little camera. Those are like complications on the watch. Why can't we change those? That would be cool if you could have, like, oh, the weather. But I don't know. They'd have to make it work. Right now, I just don't think it's a good idea because you can just swipe to the left and use widgets anyways. So I don't really know why you'd need to customize those unless if you really need to get something quick done. But, I mean, camera and flashlight are pretty good. However, I don't think you would need to 3D touch into those. I mean, I guess that would be a more of a precaution. Tap on it. Oh, crap. I just opened up camera. That's annoying. But, I mean, you can easily click it. But with flashlight, it's probably more of an embarrassing thing or a blinding thing if you accidentally do that. So, I mean, maybe you can 3D touch into the flashlight and adjust the levels. But, I mean, just to turn it on seems a little iffy to me. I don't know. Another thing I saw was a concept for iOS, and they had this nice little, like, home widgets on the iPad home screen. And basically, you can control all of your little applications and things like that in the home screen of the iPad instead of having to actually open the home app, which I thought that was a pretty cool thing. If not, Apple, just please add a widget for the home app. That would if you don't want to do that, that would be just as good. Another thing, this isn't relating to iOS or watchOS. I think Apple should release their own smart equipment, like smart lighting, smart thermostat, all of that stuff, because the third-party brands they have, I mean, they're okay, like Philips Hue, that's good, but honestly, Apple, just make your own, because we all know if you did make your own, it would be good and it would work. But I guess they don't want to have, like, oh, yeah, also we have an entire line of home products. Yeah, we have the iLight, the iThermostat, the iLamp. I mean, I guess for the sake of keeping their lineup simple, that is good, but maybe they don't have to say, oh, it's this and this and this. Just say, oh, it's the Apple lamp, and you can just go into the shop section of the Apple store and shop home accessories and then buy Apple. That would be a lot better than having to use these third-party things, because we know the Apple ecosystem is the best connection of technologies to ever exist. I mean, we got AirDrop, we've got, I have to stand, but I'm not going to. We've got, you know, handoff. We've got copy a thing on your iPhone, paste it on the Mac. We've got iMessage. That's one of the greatest things. We've got just all of these great things that make the Apple ecosystem the best. And it's like, why can't we just have it for our home? Why can't we have the Apple ecosystem make up our home and have that ecosystem branch out even further to our lighting, how cool it is, how warm it is, how we unlock our doors? I think that would be cool if Apple could do that. They probably won't, and I don't see them ever doing that, but if they did, it would be really stellar. I would definitely go for them over any other product, any other brand, and I would not even do any research into whether or not it's good, just because I trust Apple as a whole that much. Another thing I want to happen is some sort of HomePod improvement. I own a HomePod, And it's a good speaker, don't get me wrong, but I mean, right now I don't have good Wi-Fi, and it's pretty useless when you don't have any home accessories, but I feel like there's room for it to improve. Make it more like the watch. Make it more like, oh, I can make a phone call, you know, like if I say, "Hello Siri, could you please, you know, make a phone call for me?" And my HomePod's like, "Sorry, I can't do that." But then when I go into my iPhone, make a phone call, I can tap the audio button and have it play right to my HomePod. And it's like, so why can't I just do this? Why can't I just say, do this for me? Another thing, I think Siri needs to get smarter. She is getting a lot smarter with Siri shortcuts, which is something I'm very excited to set up and play with. It's going to be useful, especially like ones that like say, "Oh, Siri, I'm going home." Like, you turn on Do Not Disturb, sends a message to your family, "I'm going home," and gets you directions home. That's pretty darn useful. But I think Siri needs to be better at understanding the context of things. I don't want it to be like, oh, the Google Assistant knows everything. You can ask it anything. Because honestly, I never ask my HomePod or my phone or my watch. Never do I ask them for Barack Obama's height or something like that. Because, I mean, I don't care. I don't care about random stuff. Because when are you going to have to look up the distance between the Earth and the Moon? It's nice that it can do that, but as a consumer, really, people aren't going to do that. The only thing I see that happening with is students just wanting to not really do their homework. And I'm guilty of that, too. I just, whenever I'm doing math, I'm like, hey, can you do this for me, Siri? That would be really nice of you. Yeah, I mean, it works, but maybe in some way Apple can redesign Siri. Because apparently from the very start, Siri has not been a very well-designed product or service. Apparently, it started out, and it still is, based off of wrongly coded information. I don't really know how to word that, but apparently Siri is running off of code that is not good, and they haven't bothered to change it. They've just been piling on to this weak foundation, and they can't really do anything about it. So I'm hoping with iOS 13, when they redesign everything, they also give Siri a redesign as well, because that would be great. I mean, come on, Siri's on our phones. Siri revolutionized, like, that part of the 4S. Like, that's what was the selling point of the iPhone 4S, was just Siri. And it was such a popular and great thing, but now it's like, oh, well, I mean, we've got Alexa, and we've got the Google Assistant, and it's like, why would we want this? I mean, people use the Google Assistant and Amazon's Alexa on the iPhone more than Siri. I don't really use Siri at all, but I mean, I guess it's a fair point in saying people really don't go out and buy a smartphone just for the smart assistant. And I guess it's just one of those things that would be nice if Siri was smarter. And I guess if it ever was a selling point to somebody, I guess that would make Apple have a new customer. But what do I know? I don't really know anything, but I'm just hoping that something happens with Siri, because it honestly is just like, it works, but it can be better. Why not make it better? You know? Let's take a quick little shift from talking about all Apple things, and let's talk about the Google Pixel 3. Oh, you don't know what that is? Yeah, I didn't either a year ago, that's for sure. Apparently, it's being sold on the black market for $2,000, and honestly, I would not buy the Pixel 3 XL for even $1. If you've seen it, it's got this awful notch. It It's somehow worse than the notch on the iPhone X. I mean, you can't... Google's like, come on. We gotta mimic Apple, you know. If we don't copy Apple, we're not gonna sell good. So let's try to mimic the operating system to the best we can. You know, let's make the phone bezel-less. But we gotta have the notch. So we're gonna do everything Apple, but better. So we're gonna make an even bigger notch, and it's not better, but it's worse. But no one buys our phone anyway, so we don't really need to worry. Honestly, like, that thing has been leaked like 15 times, and I mean, I've seen it where some tech reporters don't even like bother reporting on it. It's like, oh, we know what the phone looks like, we know what its specs are. What's the point of even having an event for this phone? It's like, oh yeah, we heard about that like, oh, what, 4 months ago? It's a phone. It makes calls. That's what a phone does. Good job, Google. You made a thing. At least with Apple, they leaked. Their stuff got leaked, but it wasn't leaked months before, and it wasn't the entire phone being unboxed, and it wasn't a display thing, like, saying all of the specs and what they are and what the phone does. It's promo images. Wow, what the end of the world that is. Honestly, people care more about that being leaked than the actual Pixel phone being unboxed, and it's just funny, because it's like, people care more about what Apple's doing rather than what their own brand they're loyal to is doing. Like, the media especially, they just love reporting on Apple because they know that's going to get clicks. If they report on the Pixel phone, they know, some people care, but if it was like Apple's phone being unboxed entirely, we know that we would get a lot more attention. I mean, that's a case kind of with, like, take the Note 7. That thing blew up. But, oh, the 2014 iPhone bends if you intentionally try, hold the phone in a really awkward position, and then bend it. Deals with the fluxing of the phone. When you bend it back, it bends back. Just keeps going back and forth. You bend it a little, bend it back, and that does screw up the logic boards, but it's like, your phone blew up. Like, and then you had someone, you recalled them all, then you had your engineers look at it, and they didn't change anything except going into the operating system and making the little battery icon green, saying, oh, your phone doesn't blow up, and then your phone blows up. Like, what are you doing? I know you're better. Come on, Samsung. You don't want your phone to blow up in that sense. But that's old news, and I know everyone's probably thinking and saying to themselves, Zach, no one cares. But it's things that bother me, and I guess this is my podcast, and I guess I get to do what I want here. But I don't know. I honestly don't know. Can someone tell me? Oh, I need to, like, stretch. I feel pain. I feel physical pain from this. This is what you've done to me. Well, honestly, I have no idea how long I've been recording for. Probably half an hour, at least. This is the first episode. Maybe later we'll have greater length for episodes and all of that great stuff. But for now, I'm tired. I want to go to bed, and I honestly do not have anything else I want to talk about. Maybe next time I should come with some, like, pre-made things of what I want to talk about. But That's the end of this episode of the podcast of the Zach Attack Cast. That's what I want to call it. It's a dumb play on words, but if you like this and you found me randomly, go check out my YouTube channel. I make videos there. I've been making them for a while, so they aren't going to be as bad as this. Go check out my Twitter, because I have no followers there. And you can also check out my Instagram and Facebook, too. Do I really have to? Okay, so my Twitter is at ZATTACK05. My Instagram is at ZachAttack055. And if you just search ZachAttack05 on, or 05 on Facebook, you'll find my page. There you go. And my YouTube channel is youtube.com/ZachAttack05. Now you know. Now I don't have to go in and make sure I put that stuff in. And I probably will forget. So now that it's in here, we're good. Thank you so much for listening to this. If you enjoyed it, you have issues with it, just little things like that, put it in the review, whatever, comment. I don't know what you're listening to this on, but I mean, leaving a review will help me for sure. And thank you guys for listening, and I will be back maybe another day with a new thing that I will do.